adapting, no adjusting while the eternities endure. He said those countless vast bodies would plunge through the wastes of space ages and ages at unimaginable speed all round stupendous orbits, yet never collide and never lengthen nor shorten their orbital periods by so much as a hundredth part of a second in 2,000 years. That is the new miracle, and the greatest of all, automatic law. And he gave it a name, the law of nature, and said, natural law is the law of God. Interchangeable names for one and the same thing. Yes, said Michael, and he said he would establish natural law, the law of God, throughout. His dominions and its authorities should be supreme and inviolable. Also, said Gabriel, he said we should by and by create and place them, likewise, under the authority of that law. Yes, said Satan, I heard him, but did not understand. What is animals, Gabriel?
Ah, how should I know? How should any of us know? It's a new word.
Interval of 3 centuries. Celestial time, the equivalent of 100 million years earthly time. Enter a messenger angel.
My lords, he is making animals. Will it please you to come and see?
They went, they saw, and were perplexed, deeply perplexed. And the Creator noticed it and said,
Ask, I will answer.
A divine one, said Satan, making obeisance. What are they for?
They are an experiment in morals and conduct. Observe them and be instructed.
There were thousands of them. They were full of activities. Busy, all busy, mainly in persecuting each other, Satan remarked, after examining one of them through a powerful microscope. This large beast is killing weaker ones, Divine One.
The tiger, yes, the law of his nature is ferocity. The law of his nature is the law of God. He cannot disobey it.
Then in obeying it, he commits no offense, Divine One?
No, he is blameless.
This other creature here is timid, Divine One, and suffers death without resisting.
The rabbit, yes, he is without courage. It is the law of his nature, the law of God. He must obey it.
Then he cannot honorably be required to go counter to his nature and resist, Divine One?
No, no creature can be honorably required to go counter to the law of his nature, the law of God.
After a long time and many questions, Satan said, The spider kills the fly and eats it. The bird kills the spider and eats it. The wildcat kills the goose. Well, they all kill each other. It is murder all along the line. Here are countless multitudes of creatures, and they all kill, kill, kill. They're all murderers. And they are not to blame, Divine One?
They are not to blame. It is the law of their nature, and always the law of nature is the law of God. Now, observe. Behold, a new creature and the masterpiece, man.
Men, women, children, they came swarming in flocks, in droves, in millions.
What shall you do with them, Divine One?
Put into each individual in differing shades and degrees all the various moral qualities in mass that have been distributed a single distinguishing characteristic at a time among the non-speaking animal world. Courage, cowardice, ferocity, gentleness, fairness, justice, cunning, treachery, magnanimity, cruelty, malice, malignity, lust, mercy, pity, purity, selfishness, sweetness, honor, love, hate, baseness, nobility, loyalty, falsity, veracity, untruthfulness. Each human shall have all of these in him, and they will constitute his nature.